Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. I'm going to read a number, $207,550.
Yeah, well, that's before even the mail gets in. We're going to 325. We've many times made $100,000 in a day during the regular fund drive. So we can do this. We get this extra $25,000 from Mr. Big if we can just get this thing done. And that only gives us till the 2nd of June when the fund drive begins. So everybody who can, this is a great time to put something into the lockbox. You know, David, last night we had a little appreciation party just for some of the volunteers and people in the Berkshires and a wonderful cafe at Adam. He gave a wonderful spread. And our friends Adam and Sylvia, who run the place, were just magnificent. And people who were there were talking about the buzz was all about the locked box and how well it was going and how it's going faster. And it does go faster and faster every day. It's like the water in the sink. You know, you fill up the sink and then you have this little tiny little thing going down, but then whoosh towards the end. And that's what's going to happen with a locked box. It's terrific.
Start now at WAMC.org. We're awash in news today. I'm going to read some headlines. You give me a reaction, Alan.
Okay, go.
McConnell win leads night of victories for GOP establishment.
This is very good for the Republican Party. You know, what happens is if the fringe wins the primary, which sometimes happens, the Tea Party is sort of losing its oomph. So what happens is if the regular central guy wins, that attracts more voters from the independent and even in some cases the Democrats. So the McConnell win is very good for the Republicans, and so have all the other wins that they've been having. The Tea Party people seem to have time pass them by.
GOP sees chance as Schneiderman seeks second term as Attorney General.
Well, very few people know who Schneiderman is to this day. There is some people who suspect, and it's been written about, that Cuomo is not helping Schneiderman. They've had a soured relationship in the past, and, you know, there is a question as to whether Cuomo would rather have a Republican. Remember that the attorney generals in this state of New York quite frequently succeed to the governorship. So if you're a governor and you're looking over your shoulder at a rival, maybe you're better off, they may think, with a Republican than a Democrat, although he says not.
Governor Cuomo to be nominated on Thursday as the Democratic nominee for governor. And
now, there's a surprise.
It will be done by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, and they haven't always gotten along.
The one thing about Cuomo is that he is a brilliant strategist, you know, and he thinks these things through. And obviously, you know, if you're going to get nominated by a guy that you've had your issues with in the past, it shows people that there's really not anything to worry about, and they like you more. They're more likely to vote for you.